That was good. Enjoyed that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for a salvation so great. We thank you that it's a great gift of yours. Lord, we ask you that you'd bless thy Word to each heart and life that's in here today. May we be blessed for having come. And Lord, if there's anybody that's lost in the sound of my voice, may they come to know you as Savior and Lord. Lord, we're just thankful for all of your rich blessings. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 30, excuse me, it says, "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption."
1 Corinthians.
Colossians, is that right?
It's 1 Corinthians.
It's 1 Corinthians I'm reading? Well, I wrote it down and you're wrong. Thank you. It's the Word of God. I might have missed the address. I miss a lot of things. "Of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us." So many people in coming to religion think that it's their works or their sins or other things that are the problems. The thing about it is that Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. He's made unto us. It's not my life that takes me to heaven. It's not my righteousness that pays my debt to God.
That's right.
Jesus Christ came to undo what Adam had done. And he came as the Son of God, born of a virgin, never sinned, grew up to be a preacher of the Word of God, a prophet. And he lived a perfect life. I can't live the perfect life for one day. Well, think about it. If you want to go by the Ten Commandments, and a lot of they're all good, how long does it take for you to break one? Sounds like mine. How long does it take for you to break one? Do you go a day? Do you ever go a day where you have really lived good, normal life? I looked at those Ten Commandments and I said, I mess up. I don't fulfill them. Jesus did. And he went to the cross of Calvary, and there on the cross of Calvary, he paid my debt.
Thank you, Lord.
He paid your debt.
Thank you, Lord.
What he was doing was establishing a perfect righteousness. And that's why he couldn't come down off that cross. He asked God several times, if there's any other way, there's no other way. He had to pay that debt, that time upon that cross of Calvary. Because he had to make that payment. Now, once that has been made, what we preach is not necessarily all these rules and laws and whatever. We just preach Christ. You take Christ as your Savior. You take his righteousness as the gift of God. Isn't it amazing? He calls it the gift. The gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. How about that for a gift? Man, there's no other gift anything like it. When I go up to heaven, and there's been a lot of jokes about that. You walk up before God. God's not going to ask me how good I am. He's going to ask me, do I have Jesus? We have a book. It's a wonderful book. It tells you a lot of things you ought to be happy about. You ought to be joyous. You ought to be in a positive mood. You ought to be thankful. And I've come to the place in an old man that I'm just a thankful person. I'm thankful to God. I'm thankful that God changed my life and turned it all around. I'm thankful somebody preached to me and witnessed to me and prayed for me.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm thankful that God Almighty made a righteousness that was perfect. And He established it in Christ, in the heavens. You want righteousness? It's there.
Amen.
What happens when you take Christ as your Savior is that righteousness is applied to your account. Just like a bank account. It's perfect. There's nothing that's missing. And that ought to make us thankful people. But, you know, like they say in the Army, I'm a veteran. And they think veterans they have a right to gripe. Soldiers gripe. They complain, fuss about everything. And I've done a lot of that. But you know what? I've come to the place that I'm more thankful. I'm thankful that I don't have to be perfect, because I'm not perfect. You don't have to be perfect, not if you come to Christ.
Amen.
He's got the one perfect salvation declared, established, and He can apply it to your account. And that's exactly what happens in salvation. Jesus dies in my place. And I want you to notice the word sometimes, gift, the gift of God. The gift of God. You didn't earn it. You can't earn it. I hope you realize that you cannot be good enough to make it to heaven.
Amen.
On your own account. There's only one that's ever made it that way, and that's Jesus. Adam failed. Jesus succeeded. He established a righteousness. He died in our place. And that's why He can say the gift of God. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I am thankful that I'm not perfect. I'm thankful that I don't have to be perfect. I am thankful that God Almighty accepts what Christ did in my place. And that's exactly what being saved is talking about. I don't know for how many years, I'm getting old. No, I'm old. In Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us, wisdom, you're wise. Righteousness, you're perfect. Sanctified, man, you're holy. And redemption, you've been bought. Paid and signed, and paid and sealed and signed. Got the record down there in glory. God keeps records. My wisdom and my righteousness come from Jesus. I've come to appreciate that even more all these years that I've been saved. I've been saved 67 years. I've been preaching the gospel 67 years. And the one thing I'm thankful for, it said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Wow, what an invitation.
Yes, sir.
The gift of God is eternal life. Praise God. What an invitation. The gift of God. Are you thankful for that? Do you even think about it? Does it cross your mind? It makes a person very happy if they concentrate on that. Now, if you concentrate on what little piece of candy you didn't get, or what fellowship you might have lost, or what somebody said about you, you'll probably be miserable.
Amen.
If you concentrate on God gave me a gift, He gave me eternal life, He said He'll never lose me, nor forsake me, and I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
I look out here in the world, and the news is always sad. And that's what the news of all the world is. It's sad. The news of our city is sad. The news of so many things that happen to certain people, and they shock us and whatever. We live in some miserable times in town. People are dying, or people are painful, or I think about people hurting children. Just crazy, crazy stuff. That's not happened to me. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful I live in America. I'm thankful I was born in America. I think I was born in Texas. You got here as quick as you could.
Yeah.
If you weren't born here. No, I'm just born on a little farm up in Burnett County. Came to San Antonio when I was 4 or 5. Wow. My daddy's time of life was from buggy days, horse days, to walking on the moon. Boy, we've seen the universe expanded tremendously. How? Got a bigger telescope. And what the telescope revealed is we didn't know half of what we were talking about. You and I live in a wonderful time in that sense. You're saved, and you're going to heaven when you die.
Thank you, Lord.
Now that's something you can get happy about.
Amen.
And you know something? I would think with all of what this Bible and the gospel has to say, when we walk up to God, the first thing we ought to do is thank Him.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
I think we go to God with a lot of our complaints so many times, and some of the complaints are pretty small. Some of them are real big. Some of them are big, sad stories. And yet when you come up to God and God has forgiven you and God is going to take you to live with Him forever. He's forgiven all of your sins.
Amen.
He's entered your life, and He can talk into your mind. He speaks to you all the time by the Holy Spirit. Psalm 84:11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly." That's a pretty big promise.
Amen.
That's a beautiful thing to go to prayer with. The Lord God is a sun and a shield. Wow. The Lord will give grace. You know what grace is? That's one of the most beautiful words in the English language.
Amen.
You talk about a gift, the grace of God. Wow. And glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. You've got the promise that God is watching out over your life and your kids' lives and your parents' lives. God's watching out over this church and the fellowship that they're, the missionaries that are out there, He's supporting them. And they're praying thankfully to God Almighty for all the blessing that He's brought. Matthew 6:33. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." You know, all these things are the prayer requests that we have. All these things are health or strength or food. Peace of mind. No good thing. I actually saved a little money when I was bringing up my kids. If they asked me for something the first time, I didn't get it for them. If they kept on asking for it, they sooner or later got it. But if they didn't want it enough to keep asking for it, why, I didn't have to spend the money. They didn't want it bad enough. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. He needs to be the Lord. One of the things that will make you happy, bless your life, is put Jesus first.
Amen. Amen.
Live with the Word of God.
Amen.
Read it. Learn it.
Yes, sir.
Take the promises.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It's His righteousness. That ought to make you a little humble. The kingdom of God and His righteousness. It's not my righteousness. And you're not going to heaven because you're better than somebody else on your block.
Right.
Or your brother or sister or mother or father. You're going there because Jesus paid your debt. You're going there as a gift. You don't earn it. You can't pay it back. You couldn't buy it, no matter what. It's a gift. And the Bible says it's a gift over and over again. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, not your own. All these things shall be added unto you. Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Isn't that something?
Amen.
You've already got on the side of God. You that are saved. You that have called on the Lord. You that accepted Christ as your Savior, and His righteousness is your only hope.
Thank
you. He's for you.
Amen.
God is looked at like a father. And I like that. I don't know really how to handle a king. I really don't know how to handle a mayor. But I know how to handle a father. I know how to be right with a father.
Amen.
And he represents himself as my father. Well, I had a good father as far as this life is concerned. And I'm thankful for that. I don't know how many times I've thanked God that I had the father that I had. And I'm thankful that God is my Father, and I can go to Him. You know what? He hears you. You don't even have to pronounce the words. As far as prayer is concerned, you don't necessarily need to be in a closet, but in a closet will be a place you might not be disturbed. But you can pray while you're driving down the highway. In fact, you ought to be praying for safety while you're driving down the highway. And thank God when you get there.
Amen, amen.
Who can be against us if God be for us? Who has the strength to challenge God? Wow. God can wipe out anybody at any time, any power at any time. Anything that exists, exists with His permission. And sooner or later, He'll remove it when He's done His job. Who can be against us? What difference does it make if they aren't against, if they aren't with us? You might think it hurts your feelings. You might think it is a detriment to you. And yet, what is God? As God has come to you to be a close companion, to listen to your every word, every thought. And how many times has He been a blessing, knowing what you needed and what you wanted? As an old man, I'm becoming very thankful. I'm thankful that I've got you as friends and at a church.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my family, and I'm thankful. Good night. I'm still alive. I'm old. I never figured to get this old. John 6:27 says, labor not for the meat which perisheth, for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Well, you know, I do a lot of working in my life for the things that perish. So do you. You ever wonder why sometimes we put out so much to get so little? Well, we ought to be thankful to God for what we do have.
Amen.
I'm thankful I'm an American. If there are 9 billion people on the face of the earth today, so, and maybe 9 billion that have already died and been buried, that's 18 billion people. That's beyond my imagination. God loves you. God can pick you out of the crowd. He offers to those that are saved answer to prayer. He gives you comfort. He gives you peace of mind. He's answered how many prayers for you in over the years? Has he forgiven your sins and saved your soul and changed your life? Has he declared that if you die, I'm going to come and pick you up myself? Has he given you eternal life? Well, then that can't end. I already have eternal life. You have eternal life if you've taken Christ as your Savior. That means that when I die and you put this body in a casket, and by the way, I'd like to take all my teeth with me. I want them all to go into the casket. I don't want to give them to the dentist. And so far, I'm thankful for my teeth. As pitiful as they are. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. God is preparing you to live for eternity with the saints of light, in light. Isn't that something? I really don't know what all it includes, but I'll bet you it's really good. We look at all these things in the world that we have and that we see, and that people that went before us in years never got to see. God is awful smart. And God has been very merciful to me. I don't know about to you. Has he been merciful to you?
Amen.
Thank him. Every time we come up before God, we ought to be thanking God. Even when you got a bad complaint. Even when you're sick, even when you're hurting, even when things aren't going your way, and just it looks like you don't know what you're going to do to come out of it. Nobody likes pain. I don't like pain. And all of us have to go through it, but we have a self-healing body. The doctors that I've known over the years, they were very smart men. Some of them were really good men. You know what a doctor does? He's learned that certain chemicals or certain things have a certain effect in the body. This is, comes to all of them. We've got these pills and these different things that help us. Praise the Lord. Well, they cut cancer off the top of my head. I can't take care of it because I can't see it. Now, the word cancer scares me like crazy. I don't think much cancer in my family at all. But you know, it's just one of those benign cancers is what he told me. But your body heals itself. Now these medicines that come, and boy, I take plenty of them, they just help your body heal itself. Colossians 6:12, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet. How did you get to eternal life? How did you get to perfect righteousness? How did you get to become a son of God? God did it. You didn't have much to do except say you wanted it. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? Are you thankful for that?
Yeah.
I am thankful for that. I remember that day. I was 20 years old. I was in the Air Force in Roswell, New Mexico. And I read somewhere, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Whosoever. Wow, that's a good word. That means me. Whosoever, it means you. If you happen to be here and you're not saved, you can be saved before you walk out the door. That's what I did. I said, "Lord, forgive me, save me, change me." And I surrendered to preach that day, and I've been preaching ever since. He put me into the kingdom of His dear Son. He's my King, He's my Lord, He's my Savior. In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Redemption, I've been bought. What bought me? The blood of Christ.
Amen.
What is the result? Forgiveness of sins.
Thank you, Lord.
Forgiveness of sins. My sins are forgiven.
Thank you, Lord.
My stupidity has been forgiven.
Amen.
My weakness has been forgiven.
Amen.
My selfishness has been forgiven. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Amen.
I didn't pay for it. I couldn't pay for it. You can't pay for it. But Christ can give it. God can give it. We have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Well, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1, tremendous verse. "Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight." You came in here loaded with weights? Came in here with problems and difficulties and complaints and whatever? Yeah, we got a lot of them, don't we? "Well, He delivered us from the power of darkness, and we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So why don't we lay aside every weight?" What weighs you down? Is it your health? Is it your family? Is it your job? Whatever it is. And it could be anything. Lay aside every weight. And you got a besetting sin? How about getting rid of that? The sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I don't know what the race is going to bring for you. I don't even know what it's going to bring for me. I'm still in the race. You're in your race, your individual race. And sometimes it's a pretty sad situation. Well, that's a time to pray. When you're sad, you ought to pray. When you're hurting, you ought to pray. When you cannot see an answer, you ought to pray. And when you pray, you ought to thank God.
Amen.
Instead of just praying your crying tear for your problem that is facing you now, tell Him how much you love Him first. Thank Him for what He's done for you first. Give thanks to God every time you walk into His presence. Because without Him, you wouldn't have anything. God made you because He has a purpose. He wants to spend an eternity with you. Isn't that something? That is really something. So lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience. Now, we don't like that word patience. The race that is set before us. You may not like the race that you've got to face. You may be, that's what you're praying about. Well, that's all right. Pray. But give thanks to God while you're doing it. And it also says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, what joy? He looked forward and saw you forgiven. He looked forward and saw you forgiven. Wow, what a blessing, what a gift. He enters your life and in the presence of the Holy Spirit of God to direct you, to help you, to help you through all of your challenges. Look to Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. See, after he paid the debt, he endured the cross, he sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. And this is something for you to think about when you're praying. Consider him that endured, that's Christ, such contradiction of sinners against himself. Just recently I spent quite a bit of time in the book of John looking at the crucifixion of Jesus and his trial and stuff like that. Everything was unfair. Everything was so miserable. And I found a thing out that really shocked me. Did you know that there are governments in the world today, their capital punishment is crucifixion? I didn't think we'd even be around, but it is. Looked it up in the encyclopedia. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Those soldiers beating on him. Pilate, afraid to lose his position. His own disciples running because they were scared. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners. In the history of the church, some of the preachers, some of the men that started movements, they paid for it. They paid with a price. Well, Jesus paid for it when he went to the cross of Calvary. And he drank the cup that his Father wanted him to drink. And now he's sat down at the right side of God Almighty. King of kings, Lord of lords. Eternal God. Consider him. Consider him when you pray to him. Yes. Consider the contradiction of sinners against him. Lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. We sometimes get depressed, get down on ourselves because of a problem that doesn't go away. We need to be thanking God anyway. We need to be praying, confessing our own guilt and our own lack of patience, our selfishness. And we shouldn't get wearied, because we have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. When you pray next time, thank him first.
Amen.
Thank him for what you can think of.
Amen.
The older I get, the more thankful I become. But I'm certainly not an example. Isaiah 55:6 says, "Seek you the Lord while he may be found." He can be found. Seek the Lord. I know you got a busy life. I know you got troubles. Maybe have pain. Maybe you have some things that you can't reconcile. Go to the Lord and remember what he's already done for you. Go to the Lord and ask him to help you in your problems. Ask him to deliver you. Ask him to make things right. Amen. Call on the Lord while he may be found. He can be found today. Amen. He can be found in your bedroom tonight. He can be found in your car driving home. By the way, you don't have to close your eyes to pray. You don't have to speak the words with your mouth when you pray. He knows what you're thinking. And in fact, he knows what you're thinking before you do. And God Almighty still gives you an invitation to seek his face. This Bible is full of prayers. Hundreds and hundreds of verses that they have. We have a God who answers prayers. You ought to be thankful for that. God, thank you for the prayers you've answered for me in the past. Thank you for the prayers you're going to answer for me in the future.
That's right. Amen.
Wow, we have been blessed. I am blessed. You are blessed. If you're saved today and your sins are forgiven and your future is heaven, what can you ask is any greater? You can't beat what you've already got. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. You've been away. He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. John 14:6 says, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." There's just one God and one mediator between God and men.
Amen.
It's the man Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Now that verse is not liked by many people in the world today. But you don't get to heaven unless you go through Jesus. You don't get forgiveness of sins unless you go through Jesus. You'll never get peace in your soul if you don't go through Jesus. I would invite you to take Jesus as your Savior this day. Lord, I pray, bless your word to our hearts. Forgive us where we fail you. Thank you for all the blessings that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen.